Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Thursday. I'm so glad you've joined us. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today. With me on the air is Kevin Polke. Kevin is the founder and executive director of KP Counseling over in Rockford, Illinois. Also, he started, along with some others, in 2016, a nonprofit organization called Shatter Our Silence that focuses on raising awareness about suicide, educating the community, and just providing information across the board so that we as a church and as believers and even in our community can become more familiar with this tragedy of so many people taking their lives. So welcome back, Kevin.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, I get to always be in the seat of the student and have opportunity to interview so many experts in different fields. And I have to say, up to this point, I have learned a lot, Kevin. So thank you so much for your dedication and passion for this topic. The idea of breaking the stigma that goes along with suicide is a tremendous challenge. And so far, I'm hoping that this message really gets out to a large number of our listeners and they do something about it. But
thank you.
Yesterday, you shared the risk factors that are typically present and some of the warning signs that we see in those that are thinking of hurting themselves like this. Can you review them with our listeners?
Absolutely. I think it's maybe initially start with this illustration of this, that we're all in this continuum of on one end, it's lightness of love and joy and peace in that God space that we're at, and the other end of the continuum is that darkest of dark. I've said before that there is no such thing as darkness. It's just an absence of light. But nonetheless, when we're in that dark space, at that far end of the continuum, it is our reality, and it is that very cold, lonely place. And we've identified that even though for just normal, everyday people, we move up and down that continuum, when we have these, what we've identified as five risk factors, they make us most vulnerable to be at that end of the continuum that is dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about sexual assault as being one of those things, and it's a high prevalency, unfortunately, for both girls and boys before the age of 18. Bullying, as whatever type of bullying that is, regardless if it's cyberbullying or direct bullying right in front, physically or just verbal. Body image, this idea that I'm either underweight or overweight, and my perception of how I'm not, that's not acceptable to me. Mental illness in itself, depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, any of those types of diagnosable mental illnesses, and then also addiction or substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the five factors that we talk about as allowing some in combination or even isolated that lead to this vulnerability.
And so whether a person has two or three or all five, it puts them at high risk to be thinking more on that continuum towards the dark side.
Absolutely. And it may start off with feeling hopeless, and then as another thing happens or another loss may happen or another setback happens, it goes from a hopelessness to maybe death ideation, this idea that I just don't want to be here anymore, to another thing happens or something doesn't happen, and then it's like maybe it's better if I do something to not be here, and that's how they start slipping farther and farther into that continuum.
So then we have the warning signs surfacing, perhaps a teacher, certainly a family member, a friend. What are they looking for?
Well, and I think that is when we look at where is this person, as they look at themselves as well as a significant others watching them, is how are they acting off their normal? And is there an increase of wanting to try to fix it themselves? Sometimes we try to fix it by increasing substance use, alcohol or drug use. We try to fix it by I'm going to remove myself so there's isolation. Or maybe I'm going to hop to another relationship to get over the last setback. And so those are some things that if it isn't my normal, then and that is lasting longer than 2 to 3 weeks, there may be something else going on. Then when a person starts talking about more specifically is that maybe it would be better off if I wasn't here, or I don't want to be a burden anymore, or this idea of talking about well, there's really no point, there's no really reason for me to be here, this kind of apathy or hopelessness that happens, or feeling trapped and that there's no way out. Those are all stronger indications that they're farther and farther into that darkness.
You know, we're going to pause and take a break here, but let me ask you something, and perhaps you can address it when we come back, Kevin. Is there almost a surreal type of peace after that people can see in this person that might be at high risk and following some of these warning signs, and then something changes because they've kind of made that decision and can send the wrong message to those concerned that, oh, they must be okay. Can you answer that when we come back?
Definitely give it a shot.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Kevin Polkey just before our break. The risk factors and the warning signs of those loved ones and friends around us that are just in a very, very bad place on that continuum, in that dark place that you have pointed out. It is not darkness, it's just the absence of light. And I love how you say that. But in their perception, their experience, they are hopeless. But is there a flip-up where they almost become peaceful once they make this decision that they're going to follow through with the plan?
Well, Christina, I think that it's a great point, is that sometimes when they're struggling with the risk factors, they're struggling with different losses, with different setbacks, and if they have made up their mind and said, okay, now I do have a way out, there is the sense of relief that their pain is going to end. In the research that I've done and clients that I've talked to over time, is that I've come to believe that people who are suicidal don't necessarily want to die. They want their pain to end. They want the darkness to be alleviated. And so even though they may get, like you were saying, they may get that sense of peace that now I have an option, ultimately, if their pain ended or their loss was somehow soothed, I don't know for sure if they I've come to believe that they wouldn't want to end their life, that there would be another day for them. And so that's really where we encourage significant others and counselors, as well as teachers and educators, is that first hear what their story is. find out why do they perceive that they're in this darkness, mm-hmm. and really intently listen and ask questions empathetically about that. And there we might be able to possibly plant a seed of hope that could be that light in that darkness. It may mean they may need to intervene and be hospitalized because it may be something that's chemical that's going on, or may work with a professional to go into some other deep-seated that as a result of the sexual assault or something going on. But it's really being able to be willing to ask the questions, be willing to listen and care empathetically, and then be willing to talk to someone, act out, get a hold of a professional. We know that most young adults are more likely to tell another young adult. How can we prepare that young adult to then reach out to another adult, a professional, to help their friend, their peer, their sibling get into that place where they can get that help?
And that is scary, because if it is, research does show that the young adult reaches out to another young adult, young person that doesn't know how to respond. And I think one of the biggest things, and maybe we can pick it up for tomorrow, is the unwillingness, the fear that I don't want to make them mad at me and tell on them, or take them to the hospital, or, you know, call the police, or do any of those things, call the therapist. You know, it'll damage our relationship. How do they make that decision? And perhaps we can answer that tomorrow. Thank you, Kevin, for being with us. I'd like to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. There's articles on this. Please read that. Even just be aware and raise your own awareness, whether it's happening in your family or not. We all need to be part of this learning curve. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Absolutely. Look forward to continuing this conversation.
All right. Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.